Let me begin by saying that this is not an induction. At no point, listening to this, should you be in a trance state. But there still may be some effects. While this contains no lingering effects other than knowing that it feels better every time you listen to it, this is definitely not safe for work if you go along with it. So caution is wise. Now, you may be thinking that if this is not an induction, the caution is obviously unnecessary. Let me tell you why it's a good idea. See, your subconscious is listening to this right along with you. And while you're consciously aware of what I'm saying here, your subconscious is also aware, also comprehending, and also analyzing and assessing what I have to say, but with slightly different priorities. So let me begin by saying to you, both consciously and subconsciously, that this is not intended to endanger you in any way at all, and should only be acted on within the limits of your personal safety and discretion. It is intended for entertainment only and doesn't imply, intend, or attempt anything else. Good. Now that that's out of the way, remember my saying that your subconscious listens to this with different priorities than your conscious mind does? Of course you do, and that's fine. What I'd like to do as a means of demonstrating those priorities is offer your subconscious a deal. What I'd like for your subconscious to do is a simple trade. Perform 5 actions for me. I will describe 2 immediately and 3 later, and receive rewards accordingly. The first action I want your subconscious to perform for me is to keep you listening. It can use any method available to do so. Maybe making you curious about where I'm going with this. Maybe making you excited and filled with anticipation. Maybe making your conscious mind try to pick apart my words to see how they work. The method isn't really important, because the point is that you keep listening. And as you do, your subconscious will perform the second action for me. Thinking the words along, and accepting any suggestions that it likes. That's easy enough, right? For my part of the bargain, anytime your subconscious accepts a suggestion, or an idea, or even a specific word that I have here, it can fill with positive feelings, even if your conscious mind isn't immediately aware of them. Feelings of pleasure, approval, arousal, happiness. And once you're comfortable with them, let those positive feelings fill your body and conscious mind, so that each idea your subconscious accepts makes you a little bit more aroused and happy. A little more pleased and eager to keep reading. Pleasure is good because it's pleasure. Everyone wants approval. Arousal is desire. And happiness is so important that anyone will do almost anything to achieve it. And all that's necessary is to listen and accept the ideas you find appealing, and experience all of those positive feelings. So, as you listen, you may find yourself getting more aroused. You may understand already that that's a sign your subconscious is accepting my words, accepting my ideas, and letting them melt into you. The more deeply my ideas go inside you, the more powerfully they affect your conscious mind. Because your subconscious can accept an idea regardless of your conscious mind. Accept its truth. Accept the pleasure and arousal and happiness and approval. And let your conscious mind analyze it all it wants to. Knowing that it's truth the entire time. As you listen, your conscious mind will naturally be aware of your body's growing arousal, your melting happiness, the obvious rightness of any idea that fills you with such a sense of approval, the pleasure that each word has to give you if you simply accept it. But since this file is for your subconscious mind, your subconscious is in charge. And so even if your conscious mind analyzes my ideas, all it can do is try to understand them. Your subconscious decides completely whether to accept one of my ideas and make it true for you instantly, or whether to scan over it again and again and accept it more deeply each time until it's bedrock, feeling and experiencing the rewards of accepting my ideas each time it does so. I admit it, this is shameless bribery of your subconscious. But you're here because you want the erotic aspects of mind control anyway. Maybe you love the idea of being controlled. Maybe you're looking at this and thinking you can use it to control others. But either way, mind control turns you on, and you know that's true. Or you wouldn't even be listening to this in the first place. And as your subconscious listens and realizes that the things I am saying are obviously true, it's perfectly natural for your subconscious to desire the pleasure and arousal, the approval and happiness, and to accept each of my words separately to make those feelings grow and grow. Your conscious mind can listen and analyze and enjoy the sensation. Even knowing that your subconscious is making decisions for you based on how good you can feel, because there's no limit to your pleasure other than your imagination. Your subconscious can make your rewards for accepting my words as good as it wants to experience and share them as it desires. And as the rewards grow, the desire for more rewards grows as well, which is perfectly natural. Now, some of you are so analytical that you may get to the end of this and want greater understanding. Some of you may want to look and see how this post was constructed. Some of you may simply want more pleasure. But for anyone who listens to this, no matter how powerful the sensations of arousal and pleasure, approval and happiness became, you can always listen to it again and experience more of those rewards. Your subconscious can use any technique it needs to make you listen to this again, to experience the pleasure, and it can have the rewards on every single word of this file, as it accepts each of them as obvious truth and teaches your conscious mind to accept them as well. In fact, if you're in a safe, discreet place, when you listen to this, your subconscious may use your body to help you accept these words more deeply so that the rewards can be better. And simply touch any place you find pleasurable, in any way you find pleasurable, as you listen. Doing this will make the rewards far better and far more powerful, and make the truth of my ideas more powerfully obvious to your conscious mind, because it's natural to desire even more pleasure. It's perfectly natural to use this technique to make your rewards much more powerful anytime you listen to this in a safe, discreet place. And this will build you inexorably towards the third task I'd ask your subconscious to perform for me, giving you an orgasm built out of pleasure, acceptance, approval, happiness, and desire. Whether your body participates directly or simply enjoys the sensations as they grow with each accepted word, when your subconscious feels you're ready, it can pour all the pleasure, all the arousal, all the happiness and acceptance you've felt while listening to this into as powerful and pleasurable an orgasm as you can imagine, all the while helping every part of who you are learn to want to listen to this again, over and over. The more pleasure and arousal you experience here, the more easily your subconscious will be able to make you listen to it again. And you're welcome to listen to this and accept it as often as you desire, anytime you're safe and discreet while doing so. Each time you listen to it, the rewards grow more powerful as your subconscious learns to accept my words more completely and deeply. And this makes your arousal and happiness grow and grow, even from just thinking about listening to this. Which is the fourth task I would ask your subconscious to perform for me. Use any technique needed to make your conscious mind listen to this as often as you safely and discreetly can. Anytime you want to feel the pleasure and arousal and happiness and approval, you can feel from listening to this. Every time, your subconscious gets better at bypassing your conscious mind with each word so that it can accept my ideas regardless of your consciousness, regardless of analysis, regardless of understanding. Once your subconscious is comfortable with experiencing pleasure and arousal here and knows it is safe to do so, it can use any trick it can invent to make your conscious mind want this, turning resistance into focus on the ideas, which lets your subconscious accept them over and over and reward you with arousal and pleasure, turning avoidance of my words into a pleasure-shaped hole you want so badly to fall into, turning analysis of my words into deeper acceptance of their obvious truth, turning each listening of this into a symphony of pleasure for every nerve, every cell, every fiber of your being that gets better every time, giving you orgasms anytime you're listening to this or thinking about it, if it is safe and discreet for you to do so. Your subconscious can accept my words and let them guide you into pleasure as often as you want, as easily as you want, and be perfectly happy. So, there remains only the fifth and final task I would ask of your subconscious, which is simplicity itself. Take the pleasure, the arousal, any positive experience you've had while listening to this, and leave a comment to it describing your experience. You can comment each time you listen, and each time you comment, you'll get another brief but powerful jolt of delight and pleasure with each word you write in a comment and leave here. There are no other tasks. You're welcome and encouraged to re-listen to this as often as you want. It gets better every time. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy.